This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. 28 national earthquakes have today being observed to raise public awareness on earthquake risks and preparedness. Offices of Chief Election Officer and Election Officer being established today across all 165 constituencies for House of Representatives elections. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney visits China seeking new trade and economic ties. Now the news in detail. The 28th National Earthquake Safety Day is being observed across the country today to raise public awareness on earthquake risk and preparedness. The day has been observed since 2055 Bikram Sambat to commemorate the powerful earthquake of 1990 Bikram Sambat, which occurred on the 2nd of Magh month as per Nepali calendar or 16th of January 1934. The day is observed to raise public awareness as Nepal is highly prone to earthquakes. Radio Nepal is providing live coverage of this special program organized to mark the day. Offices of the Chief Election Officer and Election Officer are being established today across all 165 constituencies for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March, according to Election Commissioner's Assistant Spokesperson Kul Bahadur GC. Offices of Chief Election Officer will be set up in district headquarters, while offices of Election Officer will operate in constituencies outside the headquarters. In total, 77 offices of Chief Election Officer will be established in district headquarters, along with 88 election officers in other constituencies. The Chief District Judges will serve as Chief Election Officers, while second-class judiciary service officers have been appointed as election officers. A majority of central members of the Nepali Congress, including Acting President Purna Bahadur Khadka, have reached the Election Commission. Leaders close to Party President Sirwadu Deva arrived at the Commission, claiming that the party's official working committee is the one led by Deva. This comes after a separate working committee was formed under the leadership of Gogan Thapa at the party's special general convention. Yesterday, the working committee led by Thapa also visited the Election Commission, claiming to be the official party committee. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is holding talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing as both sides explore the possibility of a trade deal. According to the BBC, Carney's visit comes after nearly a decade of strained relations between Canada and China. Chinese President Xi has said ties between the two countries have seen a turnaround since the leaders met at an international summit in November last year. Canadian Prime Minister Carney arrived in China on Wednesday evening and met Chinese Premier Li Qiang the next day. The visit is seen as an effort by Ottawa to reset relations with Beijing and seek new economic opportunities as Canada works to reduce its reliance on the US, its largest trading partner. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions in Sudhir Pashchim province and mainly fair weather in the rest of the country. Mist and fog are gradually clearing in the Tarai region afternoon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 28th National Earthquake Safety Day being observed to raise public awareness on earthquake risk and preparedness. Offices of Chief Election Officer and Election Officer being established today across all 165 constituencies for House of Representatives elections. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney visits China seeking new trade and economic ties. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Now we take you to the live coverage of this special program organized to mark the 28th National Earthquake Safety Day from Tunikhelop, Kathmandu.